We're live.
Live!
From the Twin Cities with the Bob Sansevier Show. Great guests, interviews, and over 30 years of sports insight.
I'm pretty good at my job.
Here's the host of the show, Bob Sansevier.
I had 25 texts from people that during the game, the Utah feed, you know, said that we were tanking games. It was embarrassing that we didn't have guys hurt. Hey, that's totally irresponsible. You know, we're not taking games. You know, if that's so, then they got beat by a team that was tanking. And, you know, they should come down before the game. They should find out what's going on, who's hurt, who's not hurt. I mean, you know, Jerry, we're not tanking. We're playing to win. Our guys go out there, and for our guys to go out, we won 2 games ago against New York. We lost in the fourth quarter against Charlotte. You know, we're not taking games. So it's irresponsible for them to go on TV and say that. If you're working at ESPN, you get fired for doing stuff like that. So that's irresponsible.
Flip, a little hot under the collar.
That'll happen.
Somebody from Utah, that was a Utah Jazz feed itself that he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
About tanking game. Well, he is right. For a team tanking, then why would they beat a team that's got, more than, almost as double as many wins? Utah, not a great team, but they got 31 wins. Minnesota now has 16 after the 106-104 win. And by the way, they got a lot of guys hurt. I mean, KG, again, if they give him a contract for next year, he's breaking down right now. A great player in his time. But he's out, and you got Rubio is out. I mean, they've got guys, 16 guys that they've had around, that are around, have been hurt. But Zach LaVine, 27 points for him, and 22 for Andrew Wiggins. They combined for 49 points. And that's a... It was all right last night. And the whole thing about, it's one thing if you say someone's tanking, if the team with the worst record is absolutely guaranteed of getting the first overall pick. There's no guarantee with the lottery of that.
No.
I mean, and the percentages from first to second aren't like, it's, oh my God, there's, if you're first, you absolutely have, will get it. It doesn't work that way.
No, the top percentage team to get the number one pick in the last 20 or 25 years, it's only happened 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, so I don't understand where they're coming from. They're just, you know what, they're just pissing and moaning because they wound up losing to a team with a lousy record. That's got to be what a lot of it is. And Garnett's a sore left knee. Rubio, a sore right ankle. Anthony Bennett, sprained right ankle. Maybe what they're saying is that these guys, they're putting guys down as injured. But so what? At this point in the season, the team stinks. And you know what, even if they were, again, even if they were tanking, it doesn't mean anything. Doesn't guarantee you the first overall pick, although whoever winds up with Jahlil Okafor is going to be very happy.
Yeah, and they've won 2 games in the last week in overtime, so it's not like they're not competing until the end.
So there! That'll
like
show
that,
them.
Utah.
Yeah, that's right. They beat them in overtime. 106-104. And they had, I mean, they outscored them. Actually, they outscored them in the second half and overtime. So, read your box score there, Utah Jazz people. And there's your Wild. How about them?
I've heard of them.
2-1 beat the Maple Leafs. Now, again, Maple Leafs are a bad team, but they did what they need to do. They won. 2-1. 32nd straight start for Devan Dubnyk. Their road wins, 9 in a row for that 2-1 win. And, you know, that this is also, well, we've talked about this over the last few months. The key to a good team is always beat the teams you're supposed to beat. It's always... It's easy to have a letdown against a bad team. But a 2-1 win, you'd think, well, that's, why did they win 7-1? Well, they still beat them.
Yeah.
And that's what the key to that is, to beat the score is, beat the teams that are worse than you. By the way, that's the 6th straight loss for Toronto, so this would have been a tough loss had the Wild not come through and won that one.
Toronto's just not having that good of a year. They've been a perennial playoff contender for several years. Phil Kessel's a great player. Bernier turned in a really good performance in net last night for them. And it was just a good, tight game.
27-41-6 for Toronto. And your Wild, since Devan Dubnyk showed up, 23-6-2. And that's January 14th when they got him from Arizona. 23-6-2, lead the league in scoring over that time. And actually, and they're also leading in scoring differential in that time, too. They have been something. I mean, we almost could hit a button to replay what we've been saying over the last few weeks about this team and what Dubnyk has done and brought to this team, because there's no question it's been very, very impressive. And now, you know, we have to talk about this. There's no avoiding it. And people are probably sick of hearing all the comments about Adrian Peterson. However, he brings it on himself. Him and this lunkhead agent of his. The agent, talking to USA Today, says, we want out of Minnesota. Well, first AP had his wife saying, or quoting his wife saying, that she wasn't real high. She doesn't want to come back. And then now he has the agent doing it. Well, of course, neither one is going to say it, and he's not going to repeat it unless he wants to send the message. The problem is, and this is why the agent's a lunkhead, and AP, once again showing he's not the brightest bulb, he certainly showed that when he, hey, by the way, I was smoking a little weed. You know, when he admitted that he was smoking a little weed, and, well, what got him in this mess in the first place by beating a four-year-old kid with a switch, which is obviously a stick, but what they don't understand is, okay, you say we want out of Minnesota. What you're doing is damaging the Vikings' attempt if they wanted to trade you, because you're giving away leverage when you do that. That's the biggest problem here. It's tougher, a lot tougher to trade somebody when the, you know, you have a trade. Let's say if it was the Cowboys, your potential trade partner thinks the Vikings are being forced to get rid of them. They're not going to make their best offer. I mean, they're going to think, well, he wants out, so we'll lowball him.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that's killing him is that contract.
Yeah. You know, the Cowboys actually said in a report that they're not interested in making the trade due to price and depth.
Yeah, but you know what? Draft. That's also their attempt to get leverage, too, to make the Vikings come back to him.
But you got to kind of believe the price situation, because they don't have money.
No, they don't have any money. You know, and they had the signing that other character, that Greg Hardy. That one didn't make a whole lot of sense, but at every step, this agent, I can see why Rob Brzezinski wanted to beat him up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the vice president, when they actually had to be separated a few weeks ago during when they're having the scouting combine, because this guy just sounds like he just gets a, you know, I did a blog about him, and it's like, he's like poison sumac in human form. That's what this guy is. This, Ben Dagra. Now somebody said one of the TV stations last night, they had one of the news women was reading the report. I got a text on this. I don't know. Did you hear anything about this or hear it? Where they, she's Ben Dogra. Well, she said it like Ben Dover. Bend over. So I had, I said, we got to get him in. What's he been up to? Is he still traveling down south? Is he on spring break again, Tom Schreier?
I don't know. I thought I've seen him somewhat recently. I guess I'm on Thursday.
Did you? All right.
So he's around.
Okay, we'll have to get him back in, because he's just a bundle of joy, that guy. No, he's a lot of fun. But anyway, Adrian Peterson, I don't get it with him. You know, and the agent. Why? Here's what your option is. You don't have leverage. The Vikings actually have the leverage. You tell him show up and play. If he doesn't show up and play, then he sits and he gets fined. There's no commissioner's exemplist for that. They can't. If he doesn't show up, he will be fined. Maybe they'll get some of their money back. You know, and I know there's a lot of people. 651-989-9105. 651-989-9105. If you have an issue with what AP is doing, or if you think the Vikings need to trade him or make him happy, or just, you know, do everything that he wants. Because it's just not, he's handling it poorly. Now, what he may want, says he wants out of Minnesota, it could be a ploy also to try to get a new deal with more guaranteed money. But through this all, Adrian Peterson is portraying himself as the victim. He's far from a victim. This mess is his own doing.
You saw what he did for his birthday, right?
Riding a camel?
Yeah, sign of you have too much money. Deciding to ride a camel into your 30th birthday.
How much does a camel cost to rent?
I honestly have not looked into that. I know you're probably surprised that I don't know how much renting camels cost, but...
Get on that. Because, well, here's the reason I bring it up. Wasn't it only like, was it $15,000 or $12,000 that he owed in back taxes on that condo in Houston, and it was going on the sheriff's auction? Because he hadn't paid the back, you know, the back taxes on it? That to me is stunning. That he was going to give up, you know, this luxurious penthouse just because he wouldn't pay taxes, yet he's out there riding in on camels. Who rides in on a camel? Now, elephant would be fun if you're going to ride something. You know, do you ever watch some of those movies with Johnny Weissmuller? Tarzan?
No.
They had Jane, Boy, and then there was another guy, Sabu. He made other movies. They were always seemed to be riding in on elephants. But a camel... What makes you think to ride in on a... You know what would have impressed me? if he rode in on a giant alligator. Because that would take some wrangling. You know, if you fall off, you're pretty much done.
Yeah, I'd try to avoid that.
That one you'd want to avoid. Or ride in on a bucking bronco. Or one of those bulls that you see at the rodeo. That'd be impressive.
I've probably been to a few rodeos.
I mean, what is... Yeah. What would be more docile than a camel? The only thing you have to do is not get in front of them because they'll spit at you. But other than that, I'm just not impressed. Did you find out yet? Anything?
No.
Who's it? Sam, keep looking. I want to know what it costs to rent a camel.
There's 20 to 50 Egyptian pounds to ride camels to pyramids in Egypt.
Well, but there, so how many of them are there? I mean, how many camels are there going to be? I don't know that Houston is a big town known for its camel population. Can you? What do you rent a camel to? There must be people that have. As a matter of fact, I know of a guy. Where was he from? Not the Dakotas. Wyoming, maybe, where he had like a camel farm. If I can remember his name, I'd call him and ask him, what's it cost to rent a camel? It can't be. It's got to be, I don't think it's $1,000. It must be several hundred. Although, if you're Adrian Peterson, they're probably going to hit you for a lot of money for that that rental.
Seb says $250 for up to 2 hours each additional hour after that.
So give it to me again. $250.
$250 for up to 2 hours each additional hour after 2 hours is $100.
It's a hell of a deal. We should get a camel. You know what we do? We could put signs on each. You got to get one with the two humps, though, right? He had the two hump camel.
Possibly. I'm assuming he could spend.
Well, it's
a little
more comfortable to sit between the humps
on the sedan instead of the.
But
the
what we do is we put on some, you know, bumper stickers on one hump, and then we put like a big banner on the other side promoting the show, and run that thing through town. People will notice. Then again, they may just look at the camel and nothing else. We have to be careful with that. Now, this is great news for your Twins. They announced today that they signed second baseman Brian Dozier to a 4-year, $20 million contract covering this season through 2018. He's already under contract for 2015, but he'll get $2 million now, $3 million in 2016, $6 million in 2017, $9 million in 2018. Based on what the potential of him is, what they think he'll do, that's a pretty good deal for them.
Yeah, it's really going to shore up part of your middle infield for the next 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, he just turned 27, that's the year when a lot of these guys just turn it on, their 27th year when they're 27.
And now they're going to avoid arbitration for the next 3 years, yeah, which he was eligible for. So you're getting him at quite possibly a better price if he puts up pretty big numbers right away and you see what kind of pay raise he would have gotten in the offseason. It's a really good deal.
Well, and here's the thing that's impressive about it, too. Only player in baseball, all of baseball last year, and the first player with the Twins in their history with over 100 runs, 30 doubles, 20 home runs, 80 walks, and 20 stolen bases. Tell you what, if he can get it over 250, although it's the on-base percentage you got to be looking at, and for the numbers he put up, he's getting on base.
Yeah, he still does draw a lot of walks. He's got a good eye up there.
So that's critical. But he wound up also the .242 batting average, and he had 71 ribbies. And you have to expect that's going to get better.
And he's entering the prime of his career.
Yeah, and he had 112 runs scored, and he's going to have. Well, it depends on where they bat him. If they move him to third is a possibility for him because they may put Maurer, but Maurer there, he's going to get chances to score runs because of who's hitting behind him. And Danny Santana is going to be lighting. He's going to be setting the table for these guys too, because if he gets a single, he's going to wind up stealing it. So stealing second, so he's going to do quite a few things. And by the way, I'm reading this book, and I think we're going to try to get the author on. Bill Pennington wrote a book about Billy Martin. Have you heard about this book or seen it?
No.
Terrific book. I mean, it talks about how aggressive he was as a manager. You know, double steals and stealing home. He had a triple steal in the game. He's just that's what these guys have to be, these Twins. They have to be aggressive once you get on the base path, because it's the Martin credo always was the most important thing to him. He didn't care about any stats except runs scored, and that's an important one. And we are going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'm going to do a little D-bag of the day with you. We got a big day today. Tim Lammers will join us. Going to talk to him about other than Hoosiers, with basketball going on, some of the best basketball movies other than Hoosiers. We got Marsh Hallberg joining us. We have a lot to talk to Marsh about with this. There's an update, by the way, and we'll give that to you also during D-bag of the day on Darren Sharper. We Jim Suhan and Jack Jablonski will join us. Dave Schwartz from Care 11. We got plenty. We'll be right back.
The Bob Sansevier Show, only on Sports Radio 105 The Ticket. D-bag, D-bop-bop, D-bag, D-bop-bop, D-bag, D-bop-bop, D-bag, D-bag.
Yeah, we got a few.
Hit the road, Jack.
They should hit the road. Hit the road, AP.
That might not be a bad thing.
Hit the road, Ben Dogra. And before we get to that, by the way, it's Vikings related anyway. Somebody from Fox 9 posted the Viking Stadium, what it's looking like. You know, pick up the pace. Get the thing ready for this season. Never mind waiting another year.
They're almost there.
It looks like it. I mean, the thing's looking pretty good.
I drive past it from time to time on my way home from here. I'm just going to run in there and start playing football soon.
It's a behemoth.
Yeah.
But get the thing going. Let's go. You know, I talked to Sean Aronson, who works for the Saints. I didn't realize 2 weeks ago they moved into the new Saints stadium. The team did.
Really?
They already have their offices there. So they're ready to go. Well, it's going to be ready. Their season starts in another month and a half or so. So they're ready to go.
Oh, I got confused for a second there.
The Saints.
Yeah, you said the Saints, and I was thinking the New Orleans Saints. I was like, Superdome?
No.
How come I'm not? Yeah, St. Paul Saints, yeah.
Okay, my first D-bag of the day candidate is Hellboy for not realizing I was talking about the St. Paul Saints. No, that's impressive. We're going to pick up a little bit where we left off. Ben Dogra, AP's lunkhead agent, he's a D-bag of the day candidate because of him saying, we want out of Minnesota. Again, if you really want out of Minnesota, then you're killing leverage for your player. Unless you think, well, if he stays here, we'll just get him to renegotiate and give him guaranteed money. They're not going to give Adrian Peterson guaranteed money. I don't think they can trust him to give him guaranteed money. And actually, he and AP, should we separate them or put them together as D-bag candidates?
They're a team.
All right, they're one and 1A. It's like in horse racing. When you basically get the bet on both of them, the trainer has both of the horses. The other, and this one, actually, I believe that I am going to give D-bag of the day to whoever it is that did this. Even as bad as Dogra and AP are behaving, this is beyond, it's just pure craziness. Now, you've heard about, President Obama and his wife's brother was a coach, right? At Oregon State. Which one was it? Do you know?
I don't know off the top of my skull cap.
Right. Here's what happened. His niece, his wife's brother's child, plays for Princeton, right? Craig Robinson, he was the... That's what it was. He was the coach of he's the father of the niece here. Anyway, she plays for Princeton. There's increased security was at the game the other night. The game was at Maryland, and Maryland wound up beating Princeton 85-70. And again, a women's game, of course, if it involves a niece. But they got a call. The UMPD received a call saying that the caller had received a text from a third party indicating that a male that she knew had a gun and mentioned President Obama's niece. How could you? I mean, I can't even think of how stupid and how ridiculous and how sick these people are to want to go after anyone, but because they happen to be related to the president. So it's just sad that stuff like this has to happen. But by the way, President Obama, he watched when Princeton beat Wisconsin Green Bay 80-70. That was a game that had been played in Maryland. So thankfully the niece was not told about this before the game because they had security all around the bench. They weren't taking any chances. But for people to behave like this and to act like this, and it's just, there's a lot of, there really is a lot of crazy people in the world.
Yeah.
And someone like that, if they find them, whether or not they are, there's got to be some mental illness there, but throw away the key. Lock them up. These people should never be walking the street. Anyone that would make a threat like that should never be walking the street again.
A lot of the threats that some of these athletes, and then even student athletes like that, are getting, it is way over the line. I don't know why it takes some people so much difficulty to see that.
Well, okay, this is separate from that, but we talked about this kid, this Joey Castleberry.
Mm-hmm.
The Twitter thing he put out on Moni David, who, by the way, I'm still incredibly impressed for, she's turning 14, still 13, right? The Little League star.
She just turns 14 at some point this year. I didn't see her.
Okay, but she's 13
date,
now. But for her, the maturity she showed by saying, everybody makes a mistake, let them back on the team. That's, I mean, she, and when you look at the comments she made, and she didn't, this was not like a, it was in no way, we've seen a lot of comments getting back to Adrian Peterson by Adrian Peterson that were no way written by him. You knew that was done by a handler, you know, or maybe even his dog, though I don't think he's bright enough to put something out like that out. Probably some attorney he had. She did it on television. And she, I mean, she, the kid is just impressive as heck. And she's somebody you root for. I mean, there's you know, she's going to have a great athletic career. She plays basketball. She plays baseball. She's supposed to be a hell of a basketball player, too. Surprised nobody said Connecticut, UConn hasn't signed her up already. Maybe they have. I think she's had offers.
She schooled Kevin Hart at the NBA All-Star Weekend, I believe, which...
And he thinks he's a hell of a
doesn't
player.
Really say too
Except
much.
He's like 4'7", right?
Yeah, something like that.
So that's not that impressive. But this is this guy, according to the... It was an 8-minute voicemail received at the University of Maryland Athletic Department offices, and which a woman said a man was driving to College Park, Maryland, where the campus is, with a Glock handgun in his possession. And again, it's just find it, track this guy down, because I'm sure there's going to be ways to find out who it was. I don't think you can leave it something that long without there's records of phone calls coming in, especially to an athletic department. They can trace where it came from. And just, I don't care if we hear about it. Just quietly do away with the guy.
Sure.
Some people are just oxygen thieves. They don't really deserve to take another breath. But I digress because we're still on our... Actually, we're going to make the move from D-bag of the day. We have an anti-D-bag of the day candidate. And there's only one, so he's going to win it. Did you see what J.J. Watt did?
Yeah, but is it really...
Defensive end from the Texans?
Yeah, just describe exactly what he did.
Well, okay. He created $8 million in salary cap room for the season. His $8 million roster bonus has been converted to a signing bonus. He didn't have to. I mean, he's still getting the money.
Mm-hmm.
But I still give him credit for, you know, for doing this to try to help out the team. Now, what you're going to say, because you're a bastard.
Well, he's still
getting
the money.
You're going to say he's still
getting his money. Yeah, it does help out the team.
Yeah, so he's helping out the team. But you don't think like that, do you?
He's still getting paid.
But the cap number drops from 21,969 to 13,969. Okay, it's a thin day for anti-D-bags of the day, but he's getting it. Because he could have said no. Why would you getting the money?
The Browns.
What's
anti-D-bag.
That?
They don't want to do Hard Knocks to protect their little Johnny Football.
They just don't want to do it. Hey, you see the other thing about the Browns? Jimmy Haslam, the owner.
What does he do
He's
now?
From Tennessee. He may want to try to work out a deal where he can swap franchises because the Titans are for sale, and he wanted them. But there's been, I mean, there was an ownership change, and it got messy, and he didn't want to wait, so he got the Browns. But he'd much rather own Tennessee because that's where he's from. So he may wind up going from Cleveland. Maybe he'll take Johnny Football with him.
Trade some owners.
You know, it's going to be interesting, though. We got to keep an eye. Everyone has to keep an eye on the Browns trying to move up. Let's see what they try to do if they try to make some kind of a deal with Tennessee where Tennessee winds up with this incredible haul from the Browns, and then he winds up with owning the Titans. We're going to trade the Browns. The Browns have traded 10 first-round draft choices and 12 of their second-round picks for the Titans' first-round pick.
For the Titans' assistant defensive line coach.
Yeah, for that. Well, like I said, we'll keep an eye on what happens with that. But anyway, I think you can call a tie on D-bag of the day. This Dagra. AP is getting bad advice from him. And anybody, like I said, Rob, everybody has a breaking point. And obviously Dagra got Brzezinski to that breaking point that they would actually mix it up at the scouting combine. But my experiences with Rob is he's pretty mild-mannered guy and a decent guy. But to get to that point,
can't have anyone freak out there.
Yeah,
okay?
Well, he was freaking out because he's a lunkhead. And AP, well, I think there's pretty good evidence AP is one hell of a running back.
Yeah, I've seen that.
His choices haven't been the best. I think that's safe to say. So there, and this thing with the president's niece is just disgusting. But I'm going with J.J. Watt, too, as the anti-D-bag because he did step up. Despite what you're saying.
See, I'll still give it to him just because do something to help out the team. He easily could have just said, nah, I don't feel like doing that. I'd rather be out fishing or something right now.
But he got his money. And you know what? And we could also give a tip of the cap to the Twins for getting Dozier. I don't know if they're anti-D-bags. We'll give them a little something there anyway for that. We are going to take a quick break when we return. Tim Lammers, syndicated movie journalist. Reviews on KARE 11 News at 11 on Fridays. Mondays on the Tom Bernard Show, his Tom's digital radio show. He also has the website, directconversations.com. When we do get back, we'll talk to Tim, because I asked him, everyone, now, is there a better basketball movie than Hoosiers?
I also got a question. Is he going to get here on time so he can listen to his music this week?
I guess we'll just have to wait and see, won't we?
I don't like waiting.
You know, like, well, then Sam's going to have to call him and get him on to make sure he can hear when we go to our break. But go back to my question now. Is there a better basketball movie than Hoosiers?
I'd have to contemplate a little bit. But
I will say
it's
this.
It's really tough to think of one.
Because I want to talk to Tim about this, and you too, and anyone that wants to call us, 651-989-9105. I didn't see the whole thing, but saw part of it last week. Space Jam was very entertaining.
You've never seen Space Jam before?
I had never seen it before.
That was so much fun.
Well, because of Michael Jordan.
No, Muggsy Bogues is my favorite. And Bill Murray.
It was all pretty good. I was shocked. I had no idea it was that entertaining.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Might even put it above Hoot. No, I wouldn't do that. But we'll take a quick break. And when we return, we'll talk to Tim Lammers about something. And also, I want to hit him with Masters coming up. Best golf movies ever. We may have to give him some time for that. But I'm trying to think of the one that jumps to mind.
Tin Cup.
Besides Happy Gilmore. Right away. No, there's some pretty good serious ones, too. We'll be right back. Now, let him listen. Well, I was going to tell him, let him listen to his music.
Assuming this is him.
A little more Eye of the Tiger. Tim, is that you?
That's me.
All right. Tim Lammers, syndicated movie journalist. Reviews on KARE 11 News at 11 on Fridays. Mondays on the Tom Bernard Show. He reviews on KARE 11, of course, and then also on KQ. He has a website, directconversations.com. And now, Tim, I had said, with Sweet 16 coming up, the best basketball movies besides Hoosiers. And I found a list here, something called sportsandmovies.com. They had Hoosiers third.
Really?
They had Rebound, The Legend of Earl the Goat Manigo, and then they had Coach Carter second, and then Hoosiers.
I haven't even... Have you heard of number three?
Number three is Hoosiers.
Number two.
Coach Carter?
No. Which one? The first one?
Oh,
you
Rebound, mentioned. The Legend of Earl the Goat. I think it's Manigo is how you say it. Manigault.
Okay.
I have heard of it, and okay. It's... I think it's actually what I think it is a documentary.
Oh, well, you know, if you don't count those documentaries, though. Then why wouldn't they? Where does Hoop Dreams come in?
Actually, no, it says that it's not a documentary. It says it's based on a real life legend, Earl Manigo. Don Cheadle gives an amazing performance. Don Cheadle is a basketball player? 1996 movie.
Well, in Hollywood, they always lie about their height.
Yeah. James Earl Jones adds life and warmth to this incredible story of a man's determination to rise above his mistakes and encourages others not to follow the same path. You know what? I might have seen it, but if it did, I don't remember. Coach Carter was all right, but I'd put nothing over Hoosiers.
Yeah, I don't get that either. Hoosiers is far and away the best basketball movie I've seen. But again, you know, if you want to talk documentaries and life inspiration with Hoop Dreams, that's certainly up there as well.
Yeah, but I mean, and Hoop Dreams is that's terrific. The other, you know, there's a couple of other. Well, White Man Can't Jump was probably the best comedy.
Right.
About a basketball story, but do you remember Finding Forrester? Did you like? I like that actually.
With Sean Connery.
Yep.
Yeah, I did. I mean, you know, and the star of that one again, was that Derek Luke?
I don't know that it was. It could have been. Let me take a look at the list here. Well, it wasn't. Buster Rhymes is listed, but that wasn't him. It could have been Rob Brown.
Oh,
I'm not sure who the young athlete was. It was Robert Brown. Yep.
Oh, okay. I'm getting it mixed up with someone else. But yeah, hell of a cast too. Now we're talking Busta Rhymes. Nothing to do with the football player.
No, except Busta Rhymes, B-U-S-T-A, actually took his name from Buster Rhymes because he liked the way it sounded, and then he had to change it up a little and put the A instead of the E-R on it.
How sad that's your claim to fame. Instead of being a football player, you're the guy that gave Busta Rhymes the idea for a performance name.
You know, where are you on, and I really, if this would probably be if I was looking at basketball movies to watch, and by the way, if you want to chip in, 651-989-9105, I'd be curious what other people thought. I really like Glory Road with Josh Lucas.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, there are just a number of movies out there. I mean, even if... I guess, really, Bob, it always kind of comes down to the, you know, and the mood that you're in. I mean, let's think about, you can't forget about Space Jam with Michael Jordan.
I mentioned this to Hellboy a little while ago, a week or so ago. It was on. I did not see it start to finish, but I caught probably the last 45 minutes or so. I really liked it. I had no idea it was that entertaining.
Now, this is one that obviously you wouldn't get the impact at home. But another one, Michael Jordan to the Max. Did you actually see that in IMAX?
I did not.
Yeah, see, I didn't either. And I can't imagine what, you know, any sort of IMAX movie translating, you know, to the small screen. You're not going to nearly get the impact. But I was wondering about that. That was one that I did not see. But it was a big deal, so to speak, when it was in on IMAX screens.
Well, I'm looking at this list again. It's called sportandmovies.com. It's a bunch of lists, but they had Space Jam way down at 19th.
Huh.
I mean, of the animated live, you know, humans and animated, I'm putting it right underneath Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
Although there weren't that many that come to mind.
Although, you know, it's been a number of years since I've seen it, but I'm sure it looks really dated compared to, you know, the live action animated ones that they put out today.
It wasn't bad, though. It really wasn't.
No.
Now, speaking of bad, I would not watch Teen Wolf.
You know, it's funny how it somehow it's maintained a classic status, and in fact, they even made, I don't know if it's Sci-Fi, one of those channels, actually, there's a series. Oh, it's an MTV series.
Really?
Yes. So, yeah, I don't know, somehow these things persevere, but tell me, on this list, since it's Will Ferrell's week, with Get Hard coming out this week, which I'm screening tonight, Bob, so I can't tell you how good or bad it is. Did they have the guts to put Semi-Pro sort of complimentary position?
It is not on their top 25.
Thank God.
Yeah, it doesn't, obviously doesn't belong.
Now, please, people, do not be seduced by the power of Will Ferrell this week. I'm sure they're going to try running Semi-Pro because, again, it's a good time of year, obviously, with the Sweet 16. And another Will Ferrell movie coming out, you know, to do a little cross promotion. Do not suffer through Semi-Pro. It is a hideous movie.
It is. It's hey, let's make a basketball movie with Will Ferrell, and I'm sure it was Will Ferrell's idea, and they had no real concept other than that. Let's throw it in the NBA. Let's have him wrestle a bear.
Exactly. Now, Bob, what did you think of? There were a couple of Gabe Kaplan movies. Fast Break was good. Now, for the folks that aren't familiar with Gabe Kaplan's name, he was Welcome Back. He was Cotter. But is The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh, that's actually a basketball movie as
well.
It is.
Yeah, and you know what? I was looking for it on here, but it's been, honestly, Tim, I have to admit, I don't know if I ever saw it. If I did, it wasn't memorable.
No. I did see it in the theater because back in 79... when the VCRs weren't so readily available. I do recall seeing that one. And I think probably the only reason I went to see it wasn't even because of the basketball. It was probably because, you know, the guy from Welcome Back, Cotter, was in the movie. So that's why I actually screened that movie.
Yeah, and and nobody really made it out of that cast and hit it too big, like that Vinnie Barbarino character.
You mean out of The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh?
No, out of Welcome Back, Cotter. Now, let's ask Hellboy, do you know who played Vinnie Barbarino in Welcome Back, Cotter?
Oh, no.
He's giving me that blank stare of his.
Is this the part where we start feeling old, Bob?
It's just through, like, a bunch of different letters jumbled up at me. That's how they popped up in my head.
No, it's another Italian fella, though. First name John, last name ends in Olta.
Oh, yeah, that was his name in that, wasn't it?
John Travolta, that's right.
But I don't think about John Travolta very frequently, so.
Well, we better not even think about asking him who played Freddie Boom Boom Washington or... Juan Epstein.
Who actually died recently, didn't he?
Juan Epstein died and Horseshack. They're both
That's
died.
Right. There's still a few left. And the woman who played his wife also passed away.
It sounds like a cursed show, isn't it?
Well, enough about that, all those sad moments. You know what, actually, before we depart, we still have a few minutes yet. Now, we could talk more at length, but I wanted to ask you, with we got the Masters coming up in a few weeks. What do you consider the best golf movie of all time?
Oh,
and Caddyshack,
boy.
You know, if you say Caddyshack's a golf movie, I have it at number one. But if
right.
you looked at ones that are serious and not comedies, there's a few up there that are pretty darn good, I think.
Yeah.
And again, I put Happy Gilmore, too.
One that I really enjoyed was Bobby Jones with Jim Caviezel.
That was good.
Then you have the one with Matt Damon and Will Smith.
Legend of Bagger Vance.
Right. And, of course, Tin Cup. We can't forget that one with Kevin Costner.
Yeah, but that goes into... That's a quasi... That's comedy... More comedy than drama.
Right. So, I mean, you know, it's kind of funny, Bob, when, you know, you mentioned to me prior to the show about, you know, basketball movies. Things really start to dwindle once you get past football, don't they? I mean, maybe
baseball's
baseball.
Got some
There's
good
a
ones.
Lot of baseball movies and football movies, but when I started looking over memorable basketball movies... you know, there's a lot of basketball movies to choose from, but really not that many memorable ones. So then when you get to golf, I mean, really, there's only a handful that I can even think of.
You know, the one that, and again, this is based on what would you want? Well, Caddyshack, obviously, that's just hilarious. It's probably number two on my list of funniest movies ever made after Animal House. Nothing will supplant Animal House for me. But the movie, and Happy Gilmore is just, you know, this is funny too. But in terms of more serious ones, The Greatest Game Ever Played was pretty damn good with Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Now, was Bill Paxton in that one with him?
No.
I don't think he was, no.
Okay, either that or he directed the film. I know that
he might... Well, no, was it? Here, let me see if I can find out who directed it. We'll take a...
It was Bill Paxton.
Okay, yep, that's right. That's what you remember, but he was not in the movie. But mm-hmm. it was very entertaining, and you know, it goes back... What was the year that it was set in? Mm-hmm. It was 19... Geez, it was like in the... I think it was pre-World War
One. I think it was in between the wars.
1913 U.S. Open.
1913?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it would have been. And it was about... I mean, what the movie wound up being, well, what it was about was Francis Ouimet, who grew up across the street from the course that they played at in, what the heck was the course? It was in New England or in Massachusetts. Do you remember? Do either of you remember where he won it? Damn, it's driving me crazy here.
Right.
You know, I'm going to find it. That'll be easy enough to find. But anyway, he came out of nowhere to wind up winning the U.S. Open. At the time, it was just a stunning win for him. And the other great story was his caddy, who was like a 10 or 12 year old kid, who just happened to, you know, he was a friend's little brother, and the friend couldn't caddy for him. It was in Brookline, Massachusetts. That's right, where it took place. But the kid wound up caddying for him, and that became a big part of the story too. Because Ouimet was 20, and the other kid, I mean. He might have been as young as 10, he was 10 years old when he caddied for him in the 1913 U.S. Open. But Shia LaBeouf is terrific in this movie, The Greatest Game Ever Played.
You know, that's the whole thing about him. You know, I really like what he does on the big screen. I could even tolerate him in Transformers. But then he goes and does this stuff where he interrupts live Broadway shows and gets in all sorts of trouble. I just wish these actors would just settle down and act, because... They do put on some pretty memorable performances, don't they?
Yeah, and he's too quirky. I thought he was pretty, you know, had a handle on things, but clearly from what you just described, he doesn't. Hey, Tim, we have to take a wrap it up, take a quick break. Thank you so much. Syndicated movie journalist Tim Lammers catches reviews on Care 11, News at 11 on Fridays, Mondays on the Tom Bernard Show, appears on KQ, and also has his own website, directconversations.com. Tim, love talking to you. Thank you.
All right, Bob. We'll talk next week.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we return, we are going to do a little threesome. Hey, let me ask you a question. We got some wild tickets to give away. Should we give them away now or wait for Jack Jablonski when he's on with us?
Ooh, that's tempting.
What do you think? Should we do it now?
See if anybody wants them.
All right. If you want Wild Calgary later this week, you want them, you call in, you tell us why you deserve them. And we'll see if it's a good enough answer. 651-989-9105. 651-989-9105. We're going to give away wild tickets, and we're going to do a little threesome when we return.
Now back to the Bob Sansevier Show. Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
Magic number.
Phones exploded. Yeah, we got a lot of people want those wild tickets against Calgary. Friday night at the X. Well, you have to tell us why you deserve them. If you think you do, you're going to get them.
Our first caller is
CJ from Egan.
CJ, how are you?
I'm doing better than I was last week, Sandy.
Good. What happened last week? You had your, you're talking about your brackets?
No. Worse than that, I was in the hospital with really high blood pressure.
Oh, that's no good.
Not good at all.
All right, well, CJ, you know what? We're going to have Marsh Hallberg is going to join us for our next segment. Came in now because he's been in front of lots of judges, so he's going to help judge this. So CJ had high blood pressure, and I'm guessing you're saying if you don't win, it'll go up again.
Probably.
Well, CJ, how high was it?
203 over 106.
Ew, it's 106 you got to worry about.
Yeah, so that a lot of people think it's the top one, it's the bottom one.
Systolic and diastolic, right? Isn't that it? So,
yeah, actually,
I've never been to a Wild game, and my son hasn't been to a Wild game, and then so actually last Saturday I spent 2 days in Rochester with the high blood pressure, and then Thursday was back in the ER with more high blood pressure. So,
are you taking anything for it, CJ?
I am.
Well, take some more. Double your dosage. My gosh. Let's bring that puppy down.
They had to change it because it wasn't working right. So hopefully I'm on better course of action now.
Well, hopefully whatever stress is in your life, it disappears.
Well, if I get these tickets, then maybe my stress...
Oh, here we go. All right, hold.
Where's the violin music?
CJ, we're going to put you on hold. You got a good shot there. Who's our next caller?
John from Moundsview.
John from Moundsview, what malady do you have that's going to top a 203 over 106 blood pressure?
That's a good one. I have not been to a game yet this year. I'm dying to go to a game.
Okay.
And I think we just started advertising with you guys. So.
Oh, Jesus, John. Well, what company? Plug the company.
Buy our love here.
Northwood Outdoor.
Northwood. John, you're really... You know what, John? You will, because we have, what do we have? We limited to like three callers. You're going to win something. If not the tickets, you will get tickets to another event.
So, awesome.
Hold on a second, John.
Thanks.
Who else we got?
Let's go. Chad from Blaine.
Chad, how are you?
Good.
Chad, cool. Do you have high blood pressure or are you advertising with us?
I have neither.
Oh, but you're putting your grandmother through law school, maybe? Something like that?
No. Okay. My biggest reason is because I've been listening to the ticket since day one.
Ooh,
and
good.
This is the number one show on the radio.
I love Chad.
This is the best. And so, number two, because there's nobody else that's going to cheer harder or louder than me at the Wild game.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, God, that's pretty good, buddy.
I'm going to dump this off on Marsh to decide.
Man.
Well, okay, we got CJ's in the hospital with high blood pressure last week, 203 over 106. John wants to go to the game, and he advertises. And then we have a listener from day one.
We got another one, too.
We got a fourth one? Gosh. All right, okay, let's hear that one.
Dwayne from South St. Paul.
Dwayne, how are you?
Excellent, thank you. Right. I enjoyed the WCHA tickets I got last week. My wife is from the Dominican Republic, and she loves hockey. No snow, no ice there, but over here, she loves hockey, and I would love to take her to a Wild game and just expose her to that.
These people are also damn good. You know, I think I will admit, though, having had tickets last week may not work in your favor. You should have lied to us.
I'm legally blind.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And my wife is, I run around with her. She does medical interpretation, and I got to take care of her. I mean, right now,
oh my God.
Man, she's a wonderful woman putting up with me. But, man, I sit in the car and listen to the ticket while she's doing her job, and she comes out, what are you listening to?
I'm getting high blood pressure from all
the tension.
How tense I am. Hold on a second. We got to go through this. All right. We had CJ was our first caller. John was our second. CJ had the high blood pressure. John wants to go to a game, and he says he's a sponsor.
Right.
Who was our fourth?
Chad's third. He's the
Chad.
He's our lifelong listener.
Lifelong listener, and we like that. And our last caller, it's
Dwayne
who
South
went
Paul.
Last week from South St. Paul.
His wife, Dominican Republic, huge hockey country.
Legally
huge.
Blind.
Right.
As we always see come Olympic time.
Well, here's my thought. Can I give my thoughts? Well,
absolutely. You have the
Because
I'm going to blame Marsh. Okay, no matter what. Not happy.
Blame the lawyer. As long as it is in life. CJ, you know, he may not, with a 203 over 106, he may not make it long enough to be to the game. So I think, you know, it's a little weak there. He might get the tickets and not be able to go, you know? So I'm concerned about that.
Put him back on.
Okay.
CJ.
What's going on?
Do you hear what Marsh said? He said with that high blood pressure,
you may not be around.
You may not make it till Friday. You may have to take a visit to the hospital. Well, or has it come down?
I just had a stress test yesterday. Everything's normal. My blood pressure was actually down to 112 over 62.
How the hell do you do that? What did they do to you?
Good drugs, Sandy.
Okay. Wow. All right. Hold on a second. Now, Marsh, does that change your opinion?
I'm good for that, but I really like the idea. You know, this is a growing young station, and I really appreciate Chad's early commitment to us. And the fact
put Chad that on a second. Chad?
Yes, sir?
Are you a long-time listener to the Bob Sansevier Show from 2 to 4, or who are you listening to during the day?
I've been listening to you, and I've actually been in studio with you and Mike.
You're the guy who got the jersey.
Yeah.
Well, he is. He's absolutely a lifelong listener.
But I'm your favorite, right, Chad? Marsh Hallberg, right?
Absolutely, sir. Yeah. You guys are just nothing but the best, and I just can't promote you guys enough.
All right, Chad, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
If you let the tickets go, how about will you come in again with me someday?
Absolutely.
All right. Put Chad back on. We're going to get Chad to come in with us. He was good when we had him come in. Good. All right, so now you're down to three. CJ, John, and Dwayne.
Okay.
And by the way, we also have tickets to, I'm going to help make this easier. Put Dwayne on. Hey, Dwayne.
You know what, Bob? My wife loves you. She's a Catholic, and you got all these kids.
Dwayne.
Oh, my God.
Dwayne, listen to me.
Ten sisters and 10 brothers. I said, oh, man.
All right, Dwayne, listen. You got to listen to me here.
Yeah.
How about this?
Yes.
All right. How about if you took your wife for the first time to see the Swarm play? Would you like that?
Absolutely.
All right.
I'm a ticket fan, so whatever you got for me. Right.
Dwayne's going to get the Swarm tickets.
All right.
Okay? And then get John on. Hey, John.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. How'd you like to go see the Northwest Sports Show, March 25th and 29th at the Convention Center?
Sure, why not?
Great.
You're a good sport.
He's a good sport.
You're a good sport, too, because the guy's 203-106. I don't want his blood pressure to soar again. So... Chad's going to come in with us again because he's terrific, and we're going to give these tickets to CJ. You okay with that, Marsh?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, right, but we got to get Chad, and Chad has to get something eventually.
Chad's going
to
come in.
No,
we'll get him a shirt.
Okay. We'll get him some goodie.
All right. Hey, CJ? CJ, you're still with us, right?
Yeah. Call 912.
CJ, you're getting those tickets. So you're getting the Wild tickets. Dwayne is getting the Swarm tickets. And John is getting the Northwest Sports Show tickets, and Chad, we're going to have him come in and sit in with us. We'll have him come in next Tuesday when you're in.
That's good.
We'll do that. We'll get him a shirt, too.
Okay, sweet.
So, okay, Sam, come and get the book here. All right, well, you know what? We blew right through. We'll have to do threesome a little bit later. We're going to come right back. We need to take a break because it is time for the Marsh Hallberg segment. Hallberg Criminal Defense brought to you by Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock Systems. If you need to drive, they can help. We'll be right back with Marsh.